This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hi, this is Jordan Bruno from My Kitchen Rules. You're listening to Australia's LGBTI radio station, Joy.
Joy 94.9 Tuesday Drive with Leo this afternoon. Now, last night was the second semi-final on MKR, My Kitchen Rules, and Anna and Jordan said goodbye. Very, very sad news, but Jordan is in studio. Hi, Jordan.
Hello, how are you?
Welcome to Joy Festival.
Thank you.
And welcome to Melbourne, because you are, of course, from Perth.
I'm a Perth boy, but I'm popping in. I love Melbourne, so I come when I can.
So I guess we should say, I guess, commiserations for last night.
Yes, was a sad ending. Brutally got beaten. Yeah, lots of tears. I mean, that's who I am. I cry quite a bit. But yeah, they definitely came through last night.
And Lorne and Carmen, of course, won the battle last night.
They've been with me the whole way through, and Mum. So to go down to them, bittersweet. We're sad we're going home, but we're glad to see them go through.
With My Kitchen Rules, whose idea was it to sort of enter?
Well, I actually enrolled Mum behind her back. She didn't have kitchen open clash. Yeah, she didn't really know, so I signed her up. Poor Mum, yeah, but she signed up for it as well once I did it, and then she went along with the journey, and she loved it as well. So I don't think she regrets it. I think she kind of loves me for it.
Just take us through the audition process for MKR.
Well, it starts off with just you can send in a video or an application form with photos. And then if you make it past that step, there's just interviews and cooking demonstrations.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a little tedious, but yeah, it was definitely worth doing.
So when filming first began, how'd you guys get sort of into the whole filming and trying to, with the cameras and remembering recipes and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, it
tough?
Yeah, a little bit, but I mean, you're just focusing on the food. You're there to cook and they just film you doing what you do best, and that's cooking. So you don't take too much notice. Really just comes down to cooking with your partner. So it's a little odd at first, like seeing it all, but then once you're there, you just cook your best and you don't really acknowledge the rest.
The filming days are quite long.
Yeah, they go for a little while. I mean, it's just the time you get there and you got to get dressed and everyone's get organized. I mean, the cooking time's 100% legit and it runs for that exact amount of time, but it's just the setting up and getting out of there as well takes a bit of time.
What I've always wondered is with their home visits and how the judges taste the food first, when you guys eat, is it cold?
No, it's not cold. It doesn't actually take that long. It's just a little bit, it's not hot. It's just a little bit warm.
Right. So it's edible.
Yeah, definitely edible. I mean, it's amazing food. I wish I could go around again.
Now, MKR has been going for a few months.
Yeah.
I thought it was never going to end, but it's ending tonight.
Yep, tonight's the grand final.
Do you guys have a favourite, a favourite episode or favourite?
Yeah, favourite cook. I mean, Colin's restaurant was pretty amazing for us. We really loved it. Otherwise, I love the Olympic challenge. Then again, probably the ultimate instant restaurants, travelling around Australia with the top five.
Yeah.
They were probably our closest friends. So that is definitely something I'll cherish.
Because that Olympic challenge was heaps of fun.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we got to cook for the athletes and we won. And that's the kind of food I like. Traditional food with a healthy twist, made modern. So it's definitely the cuisine I'm interested in. And yeah, it was just really different and cool.
You mentioned Colin before because your dish that you and your mum made is on his restaurant menu.
Yes. Probably our biggest
achievement. Have you got the royalties through yet? Is it going to send you some things?
I did ask Colin for the royalties, but I'm still waiting. he's probably just trying to figure out how much he wants to send me, which is fine. But I'm sure once he figures out the number, he'll give me a call.
But coming from the show, you had the second highest home visit score of all time.
Yeah.
Of course, Helena and Vicky had the highest score back in 2014. I met the girls, they're lovely, but that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I mean, we were wrapped with our score going around the first time. It was pretty overwhelming. Mum's a star, so it took us by surprise, but yeah, it was pretty big honour.
Joining 4.9 Drive this afternoon with Jordan Bruno from My Kitchen Rules. More of us next on Joy. Joining 4.9 driving you home this afternoon on Tuesday Drive with myself, Leo, and in the hot seat tonight, Jordan from MKR.
Mm-hmm.
You and your mum got the boot last night.
Yes, we
did. Very, very sad news. Tears, Jordan.
Yeah, a few tears.
You were a bit emotional last night, Joel.
Well, I mean, you work so hard for something and your dreams kind of get ripped away from you, it can be a bit disheartening.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. But take us through, I guess, last night, because the entree looked amazing.
Well, yeah, it didn't balance out, but I mean, we had a lot of fun making it. It was just a dish we conceptualized and we thought would really work. It was pretty inventive and out there, but sometimes it pays off and sometimes it doesn't, and it didn't work out last night.
What I love about the cook last night is you and your mum, you both talk to the food, which yeah. is quite cute.
Yeah, we do that a lot. I get that from my mum. She loves talking
and
to the food.
And your mum, bless her, Anna, yeah. talking to the pasta.
Yeah.
I was in hysterics last night.
Yeah. My mum's adorable. She loves doing that. You got to give love to the food, and she does it through talking to it.
And name the crabs.
Yeah. Well, there was a lot more than that as well. I had like 22 names, but only a few made the cut. But yeah, good old Rosie, and I think, was it Sam, made the cut?
Because we have to say that last night's show was your first time, I guess, in the environment.
Yeah. I mean,
so it was
definitely nerve-wracking. I mean, cooking in the kitchen is like nothing we've done before. But, I mean, on the day, you know how much time you got, and the better team won on the day. So, yeah, it was a good contest.
And your mum's cannoli looked amazing.
Yeah. I mean, mum's been making cannolis since she was a little girl. So, to do that last night and showcase them was pretty special.
What's the secret to a good cannoli?
Thin little shell, and it's kind of got to break away. Think like a really thin pastry shell, but wrapped around the metal ring.
On the balcony last night was Tasia and Gracia.
Yep.
Now, they are through to the grand final tonight.
Yep.
Up against Carmen and Lauren. And they're also joining us in studio. Hello, girls.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Now, my goodness, you guys are just killing it. We love the banter between you two. The little arguments, the little giggles, and it's so cute. Great fun to watch. Have you had fun with the whole My Kitchen Rules process?
We have. We have heaps of fun. And I think coming in, we didn't think we'd go this far. And yeah, it's been a great journey. Lots of ups and downs. But yeah, we're in the grand final. So super excited.
Because
yeah.
I have to say that you guys put so much chili in your food. And I hate hot food. And just watching you, I get sweats.
It's not that hot.
Yeah, it's not that hot.
It's pretty hot.
So as a person that doesn't like chili, how do you sort of get used to that? Is there a certain way I can sort of get used to hot food?
I think so. I think you should just try putting more chili in your food and daily intake.
Out.
Yeah. Mm. But then a perfect balanced food will be spicy at first, but then, you know, you've got the sweet and the sour and...
Stay tuned tonight, people, for the grand final of MKR, Tasia and Gracia up against Carmen and Lauren. So those two, very different cooks to you guys.
Very. We're, I think...
Poles apart.
Yeah, I mean, we're different cooks. I think different flavors as well.
Yeah,
but,
different ingredients as well.
You know what? Carmen and Lauren's taken out 4 teams in the sudden death in that kitchen. So let's hope we're not the number 5.
Hopefully.
So what can we expect from you girls tonight?
We're taking you, I guess, around Asia, so exploring, you know, Southeast Asia food. There's Thai, Vietnamese, and Indonesian, and Singapore flavor. So, yeah, pretty much a tour around Asia.
What you ladies do best, I have to say.
Yeah.
Tuesday Drive this afternoon with Tasia, Gracia, and Jordan from MKR. More of us next on Joy. Joy 94.9, Tuesday Drive with Leo this afternoon. We've got Tasia, Gracia, and Jordan from MKR. Now, Jordan, we have to say being an out and proud gay guy in the contest
yep.
is fantastic. We've been supporting you all the way, and
thank
you guys
you.
Have been doing a great job, you and your mum. Take us through your coming out experience.
So when I came out to my friends, I was about 18, and to my parents, I was 19. And I didn't really know until I was 17. I was a bit of a late bloomer. But it was just a gradual process, knocking everyone down one-on-one. And I think, like most people, you fear the worst, getting kicked out of home. It's a really big self-development story. But mum took it really well, and then dad came around eventually. So I'm quite blessed. And yeah, I've been with my partner now. So, I mean, for me, the show meant I could showcase my sexuality and be gay really proud, which was really important going in.
Because it can be quite difficult for, I guess, from European backgrounds, because my best friend is Maltese. And
very traditional, yeah. Traditional values. Mum's quite hip and modern, but the extended family did take some time. But okay. I mean, at the end of the day, you know who you are, and it's not worth settling your identity to make other people happy. It's your life, and if the people love you enough, they'll compromise and love you for who you are.
So your partner Giles, of course, is out of the limelight a bit. He's a bit shy.
Yeah, he's a little shy boy.
Yeah. So how's he coping with the whole attention that you're getting? And let's be honest here, from probably other gay guys, and you've got to get, you know, hit on social media and stuff all the time.
Yeah, there's a few people that have been talking to me on social media. I mean, most people are just friendly, but there are a couple of people that hit on you, which is great, and it's really flattering. But, I mean, he's got nothing to worry about. He knows who I am,
yeah,
and my loyalty is to him. So he does get a little bit intimidated sometimes, but I do reassure him.
Because you're a twin. You're twin Jonathan.
Yeah. I've got a straight version as me.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And he's and how is it different to you?
He's quite butch.
Right.
That kind of sums it up. No, we're actually very similar. Like, we do a lot of stuff together. We actually go to the gym together and we play a bit of sport together. So, not so much, but he's an electrician by trade and he's very hands-on. He loves repairing cars and stuff like that, while I'm more of a cook and, yeah, I don't know. We are similar in so many ways, but very different in interests, I guess.
On your Instagram and on your
JordanBruno.mkr.
There follow me, people. There's some exciting things happening from today.
Yeah.
Cooking with Jordan.
Well, I've actually released a few farmer shot as well. So I've got like some modeling poses of me on the farm. And then I'm actually releasing Cooking with Jordan tutorials. So it's just videos and cooking tutorials of the recipes I love, quick and easy, healthy recipes that you can do at home. And they're getting released on my Instagram and my Facebook.
So on your Instagram a few days ago, where I sent you a message to go come on into Joy, was you got a bit cheeky on Instagram.
Did I? That does sound like me.
Tell us what you did.
Oh, my first video. Yeah, so I've done a little video where I turn around and it looks like I'm wearing clothes because I'm wearing an apron. But then as I turn around, I'm actually completely nude. And you can see my body. yeah, I mean, I'm playful. I like to have fun with it. And I don't have the best body in the world, but I'm proud. Everyone should be proud of the body they have, so why not showcase it?
And Tasia and Gracia, of course, the show's ending tonight. So, because what's in the pipeline for you girls?
Oh, Tasia and I are hoping to launch our sauces. So,
please, that'd be great.
Yeah, we're really excited. A non-spicy version as well.
That would be great because I mean, I hate spicy food, but a non-spicy would be fantastic.
Yeah.
I'll have different levels so you can work your way up in training.
Well, girls, thank you so much for coming in to Joy this afternoon.
Thank you for
having us.
And it's been heaps of fun watching you guys on the show. And good luck for tonight, Tasia and Gracia. And you guys are from Melbourne, right?
Yeah.
So any restaurant plans? You're going to open up a restaurant cafe?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. So we're trying to convince Jordan to come live in Melbourne and we can open up something together.
You should move
perhaps
to Melbourne.
I'm actually considering it. I might team up with these girls and open up a cafe, do some Mediterranean Asian fusion. Nothing Melbourne has really seen yet, which would be really exciting.
Thank you so much and good luck for tonight. Jordan,
thank you so much.
Come back and see
us again. I'm here whenever you need me. Just call me.
You'll enjoy.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.